The following is another Platte River Radio sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
Amherst 0 of 3 from downtown. Now the steal is made. Uncontested layup, Katie Klingelhoffer puts it up and in. First bucket for Katie. 7 in a row for Amherst.
Today it's live coverage of the girls' state tournament in Lincoln as the Amherst Lady Broncos battle the West Point Guardian Angels. High School Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
13-10 three-pointer by the Broncos on the way, and good to tie the game, Jessica Fernandez. First three of the game for either team.
Amherst is making a second straight trip to the state tournament for the first time in school history. And for the second straight year, they'll face Guardian Angels Central Catholic. It's the Broncos and the Blue Jays coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln Southwest High School with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning, everyone, from Lincoln Southwest High School.
It's deer season.
The 2012 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament is about set to begin, and we're glad you're along with us this morning for a doubleheader on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Up first, the Amherst Lady Broncos against the Guardian Angels Central Catholic Blue Jays out of West Point, a rematch of last year's opening round game here at the state tournament, which was won by Guardian Angels. Then we'll follow that up with Minden taking on Hershey at 10:45 from Pershing Auditorium. Later today on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, Blue Hill will play North Platte St. Pat's at 2 o'clock. Then it'll be Sandy Creek and Concordia at 3:45. And in the final game tonight on The Breeze at 7 o'clock, Giltner makes their first trip to the state tournament when they take on Elkhorn Valley. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups right after this timeout.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
In the market for some Galve cattle? See Mike or Dale Toppenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, hay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle, carcass quality and premiums. More intense selection to improve those traits without sacrificing the function of our cow herd. That's Toppenheim's of Amherst. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Other games that are tipping off at the morning session here at 9 a.m. in Class B. Gretna is taking on Elkhorn South. In C1, Boone Central will play Columbus SCOTUS. And in D2, Lindsay Holy Family is taking on Hayes Springs. We're ready for the national anthem, so let's take another break. We're back with more right after this.
Let me just share with you why every vehicle I buy has a Killian Motors tag on it. I'm very comfortable when I walk on the lot at Killian Motors because I know there are no price slicer guys going to try to haggle with me. No empty promises, only if I buy a selected model. It's service, honesty, fairness, no questions asked. When I bring it back to have it serviced at Killian's, I get my free oil changes just like they promised me, and I always leave there knowing they took great care of me. Can't put a price tag on that. Now you know why people come back time after time.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
For all your custom slaughtered meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
It's time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First, for the Central Catholic Blue Jays, it'll be number 14, a 5'9" junior, Emily Nobe. Number 20, 5'11" sophomore, Melanie Strotman. Number 22, 5'7" senior, the only senior on the team, Haley Stoiter. Number 34, 5'9" junior is Annie Niewarner. And number 40, 5'11" junior is Abby Ortmeyer. She leads the team in scoring at 15 points and in rebounding at 6 per ball game. The head coach of Guardian Angels is Jerry Strachey, assisted by Kevin Crackmeyer, and Sandy Nelson. They are 18-7 on the season, but ranked number one in the state of Nebraska. They defeated Cedar Bluffs and East Butler 92-32 and 69-37 of the sub-districts, and Bancroft Rosalie 73-50 in the district final. And they are 18-7, as we said. They took Boone Central, just for to let you know, who was number one in C1 at the time, to overtime before losing that basketball game. Now for the Amherst Lady Broncos, number 3 is a 6-foot senior, Shelby Hebben, leading the team at 19 points and 10 rebounds a game. Number 5 is a 5-foot junior, Kiana Leach. Number 11, 5'9 junior, Katie Klingelhofer. Number 23, a 5'10 junior, Jessica Fernandez. And number 40, a 5'7 senior, Crystal Fernandez. Head coach of the Amherst Broncos is Nikki Eckhout, assisted by Jamie Klingelhofer. They are 18-6 on the season, ranked 9th in Class D1. They defeated Axtell and Kennesaw in the sub-districts and upset undefeated Hitchcock County in the district final. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. It is Amherst and West Point Guardian Angels ready to tip off the state tournament in just a moment. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll tip off the 2012 state tournament after this.
Tonight's sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Tri-Valley Veterinary Clinic. Dr. Michael Sadoff and Dr. Andrew Sadoff of Tri-Valley Veterinary Clinic serve Miller and all the surrounding areas for everyday vaccinations to calving, bull semen testing, and ultrasound. They provide that loved member of your family with the treatment they deserve. Serving all large and small animals at the clinic or on your farm with a portable chute. Making it even more convenient for you, Tri-Valley Veterinary Clinic. Best of luck, Amherst.
Along with our producer engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Lincoln Southwest. Again, last year the Blue Jays hammered Amherst 74-40 in the first round of the state tournament. They scored 30 points in the first quarter. So for Amherst, hopefully their nerves are not as on edge as they were last year at this time, and they can come out with a little bit better start to this game and give themselves a chance to be in this game against the number one team in the state of Nebraska in Class D1. We are ready to get things going. The ball is in the air, and Guardian Angels will win the tip. They've been known as West Point Central Catholic for a long, long time. Now they are Guardian Angels, as we will see a zone defense here by Amherst, and it'll be worked around the perimeter here to get things started for West Point CC. Guardian Angels gets it to Nobe. Emily up top to Niewarner. Niewarner tries to lob it inside. The ball is tipped and stolen away. Getting a hand on it was Crystal Fernandez. And Guardian Angels turns it over on the opening possession. Now they put that trap on. And as Coach Nikki Eckhout told us, that's going to be the biggest part of her team, is to break it. They do break it. Pull-up jumper at the line is on the way. No good by Katie Klingelhofer. And the rebound is brought down by Abby Ortmeyer. So each team has had one possession. We're scoreless. Ortmeyer has it on the low post, kicks it out of the wing. Getting away with a walk that time is Nobe, but she'll kick it back up top. Sometimes you watch the officials closely. They'll call that little shuffle step, and a three-pointer is up and in by Emily Nobe, and Guardian Angels has the first lead of the basketball game. It is 3-0. Pressure is on. Handling the basketball for Amherst is Jessica Fernandez. Gets it back to Klingelhofer. and they didn't get halfway up the court in 10 seconds is called. So a timeout, a turnover on Amherst, and it'll come back over to the Blue Jays of Guardian Angels. Inbounds pass will come to Haley Stoiter. Stoiter brings it over to the right side. Now they went into a man-to-man defense here for Amherst. Up top with it is Strotman, playing a lot around the perimeter. Then they try to dump it inside, as Coach Eckhout said they did last year and they'll want to do again this year. But a few new faces with just one senior on this ball club. Good ball fake, driving in and getting the layup is Haley Stoiter. Deanna Leach bit on that mini ball fake, and it's 5-0. Ball in the hands of Hemmen. Outlet pass into the front court. Left side, Fernandez, but she traveled with a basketball. So the ball will come back over to Guardian Angels. Coach Nikki Eckhout telling her team to settle down. There's a fine line here. You've got to go and get that ball into the front court, but you also have to do it under control, and that is tough to do against this defensive pressure in the backcourt by the Blue Jays, who have the ball up top with Knee Warner. Swing it over to the right side, squaring up for three. Strotman doesn't take it, gives it back over to Ortmeier. Playing catch now, the three on the way by Strotman. It's off the back of the iron, no good, but a long rebound comes back out to her. They'll get another chance and rip it into the corner here to Nobi. A lot around the perimeter, not much inside yet. Now they finally get it on the low block. Turnaround jumper is blocked inside by Crystal Fernandez. Ball knocked away again, and Hemmen's going to come out of there with a basketball. Shelby tries to push it up the floor, but it's one on three, so she has to slow it down. Needs some help and throws it back to the top of the circle to Klingelhofer. Down to the baseline. Open jumper is on the way, but no good by Fernandez. Offensive rebound. Hemmen back up and in, and Amherst is on the board. Shelby Hemmen with the offensive put back, and it is 5-0 in front of West Point Guardian Angels. They get it down low, and they'll call Hemmen for the foul as Ortmeier took it at her on the low block. That'll be the first foul on Shelby Hemmen. And it's safe to say that if Amherst has Hemmen in foul trouble, they will have no chance here tonight. So she needs to be able to stay in this ball game. And at the line to shoot two will be Abby Ortmeier. And Ortmeier puts the first one up. The lefty scores. 6-2. Guardian Angels with the early lead here. And the second free throw now coming up here for the Blue Jays. It's up and it is in. And a substitution. Checking in for Guardian Angels will be the freshman Jenny Nobi. There are three freshmen on the bench here for Coach Jerry Strachey as they continue to build for the future. Pressure is on. Get it to Hemmen. Hemmen double-teamed. Outlet pass on the left wing. Open in the front court with a long pass to Fernandez. Fernandez can't attack because it's two-on-two, so they'll set up in the half court and get it to Katie Klingelhofer. Lob it into the right-hand corner. Fernandez down to Hemmen on the low block. She wraps it around on the backside to Crystal Fernandez, and a walk. So many things Amherst has to do well here, and another one of those is first open shot, take it. Can't keep passing it or you're going to be forced into the turnovers as Amherst just did there. That was a classic case of it. The Broncos try to put some pressure on, had two players wide open underneath the hoop but did not throw it. They kick it back out and set the offense up for a backdoor cut. Layups up and in for Jenny Nobi. So picture perfect Guardian Angels offense right there makes it 9-2 with 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. As Amherst tries to break the press but can't handle the pass through Crystal Fernandez's hands. And it'll be picked up here by the Blue Jays. Outlet passes, they want to run. Stop on a right-hand wing to Strotman. Back up top, they go to Nobi. To Strotman. Get it into the paint, backing in, nothing there, Nobi. And they'll kick it back out of the wing. Squaring up for the three is Stoiter. It's on the way, it is no good. Rebound brought down by Hemmen. That's her second board here in the first quarter. Shelby will bring the ball across the timeline. Over to the left wing, tries to drive in. Nice bounce pass underneath to a wide-open Jessica Fernandez, who lays it up and in. Second bucket of the ball game here for Amherst, and that'll make it 9-4. Fast break the other way, but nothing there for the Blue Jays, so they'll pull it out. Jenny Nobi right side. Here's another three that's off the mark that time by Melanie Strotman. We've got a jump ball situation, and the arrow will point the way of Amherst. Substitutions coming into the ball game here as we're midway through the first quarter. In for Amherst will be Sydney Tobenheim. And also checking into the ball game as Fernandez throws it in is going to be Mackenzie Bergstrom. With it in the backcourt is Katie Klingelhofer. Swings it over to Jessica Fernandez, who gets it into the front court here to Bergstrom. Back up top, they'll go to Klingelhofer. Katie left-hand dribble around the defender, the left elbow, puts the 15-footer up and in. It didn't want to go in, but it found its way down. And that makes it 9-6. Back-to-back buckets here for Amherst. Maybe a little more relaxed here. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Three-pointer right corner. Krista Fisher is off the iron. No good. Offensive rebound, though, brought down by Noby. Kicks it out for another long-range jumper that's no good. And Hemmen brings down the rebound. Outlet pass here to Klingelhofer. Into the front court she goes. Stopped at the top of the key. Throws it up to Fernandez. Open 15-footer. Rolls off the front of the rim. No good. Got her own rebound. And then it's going to be knocked out of her hands. And the steal is made by Amherst. Or by West Point, excuse me. Fast break the other way. It is a high-paced game. The layup is up and in by Jenny Noby. So 11-6, Guardian Angels. Amherst breaks the pressure, gets it into the front court. Tobenheim, three in transition, is no good. Long rebound. It's loose on the floor and picked up by Amherst. That's going to be Bergstrom. Over to the right side, they'll get it to Fernandez. Into the hands of Tobenheim. Try and settle it down now after about two straight minutes of fast-paced action. Hemmen, three-pointer for Shelby, is off the iron, and it will not go. Rebound pulled down by Amherst, but missed on the putback by Klingelhofer. Another fight underneath, and coming out of there with it will be the Blue Jays. So Amherst has had some chances. Stoiter up the floor. Ooh, Hemmen got away with a foul, and it's going to be knocked away to the outside. They're just letting them kill each other down there. And finally, a foul call. Boy, blow the whistle, boys. Fisher is fouled underneath by Mackenzie Bergstrom. Sometimes it's over-officiated here. I was wondering if there was even a pee in the whistle. The foul on Mackenzie Bergstrom is her first, and the free throw is short that time by Jenny Noby. The girls are winded out there, and we will see some substitutions coming into the ball game. Glad to have you along with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. And the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw is no good. Rebound pulled down by Amherst, and they will call the foul over the back on Guardian Angels as Mackenzie Bergstrom gets her second board. That'll be the first foul of the game on the Blue Jays, and it goes on Abby Ortmeier. 11-6, Guardian Angels leading Amherst. First round of the State High School Basketball Tournament from Lincoln Southwest. Full court pressure on. The inbounds pass comes to Leach. Has to get it back to Fernandez, and she overthrows the outlet pass to Bergstrom. Six turnovers here for Amherst in quarter number one. Still 2 minutes to go. Guardian Angels will see a little 1-2-2 pressure here. Try to figure that out. Throw over the top, and they get it into the hands there of Hagedorn. Underneath, Ortmeier's open. She'll hit the layup. I'm not sure how long Amherst can stay with this pressure because West Point has had success breaking it and scoring. Now Tobenheim in the backcourt is double-teamed, gets across the timeline, and gives it off to Jessica Fernandez. Fernandez, one dribble, back up top to Tobenheim. Tobenheim double-teamed the guard. She loses her dribble, gets it on the high post here to Fernandez. Swings it over to Leach, into the corner for a three-pointer. That's up, and it is in by Jessica Fernandez. 13-9. Amherst down by four, first three of the game here, and Fernandez has five of the first quarter for Amherst. They spread the floor defensively here against Hagedorn. Goes to the baseline, just lobs it into the paint, making a nice catch as Strotman kicks it out for a three-pointer that is over everything for Stoiter. It goes out of bounds to Amherst. So one good thing for Amherst is that Guardian Angels is fairly cold from the outside. They're 1 of 6 from three-point land. And after a brief rest, Shelby Hemmen and Katie Klingelhofer will re-enter here. Looks like a little more depth for Guardian Angels. Coach Eckhout thought that they would have some more depth this year compared to what they showed last season. And the full court pressure on. Hemmen gets the ball in to Klingelhofer. Katie in the backcourt throws over the top of the double team. Finds Tobenheim. Back over to Hemmen. Outside the arc, still holds the ball, and they'll reset. Amherst gets it into Hemmen. She's triple teamed. And the ball knocked away, and it's going to be Amherst ball because trying to steal it, Jamie Pets fell to the floor. Good hustle there by Guardian Angels. But Pets fell to the floor and could not get the clean steal. So Amherst will take it out in front of the Blue Jay bench. Throw it out top here to Crystal Fernandez. Lob it into the corner, almost standing out of bounds. In fact, Tobenheim looked down to make sure she wasn't. And they'll kick it back out with 40 seconds to go. And on the right side, a quick jump ball call gives the ball to Guardian Angels. Would have been a steal, so it actually benefits Amherst because ready to head the other way was Abby Ortmeier with 36 seconds to go here in quarter number one. 13-9, Guardian Angels with the lead here. The opening round of the D1 state tournament, the 1-8 seeded game. Working the ball to Ortmeier. Oh, the baseline wide open, drives in and hits the easy layup. Ortmeier will have 6 points. Amherst not securing that baseline at all. Now the pressure on, and are we going to get a foul or a jump? We're going to get a jump. And the arrow will point the way of Amherst with 15 seconds to go. So they'll have to try and throw it in again. Amherst would be a big boost here if they could find a way to get one more bucket before the end of the quarter. Oh, and Coach Eckhouse going to call a timeout with just 15 seconds to go here in the quarter. Maybe to draw up a play and to make sure that Guardian Angels doesn't get a chance to get a quick steal and bucket. We'll take it with them. 15-9, Guardian Angels. We'll be right back.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Timeout. Amherst will push the ball off the floor. Klingelhofer into the corner. Gives it to Tavenheim. Back to the high post. 14-footer is going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound brought down by Jamie Pets. 4 seconds to go. Outlet pass to Strotman. Long three at the horn. It's no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play here at the D1 Girls State Basketball Tournament. Guardian Angels 15, Amherst 9. And we're back with second quarter action after this.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches. Stop in and visit the great staff in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. We can take care of all your banking, business, and personal. We offer all the ins and outs of banking to make your financial needs easier. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC. We'd love to have you on our team. We appreciate all our customers.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
With our producer engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Dudeback with you here at Lincoln Southwest High School, where quarter number two is underway with Guardian Angels getting the ball to start the quarter, leading it 15-9. They go inside to Ortmeier, kick it out for a three-pointer. Novi, it's off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound brought down by Ortmeier, and they'll set again on the weak side. A blocking foul called on Katie Klingelhofer as Novi was trying to drive to the baseline. In the first quarter, Amherst 7 turnovers, Guardian Angels 1, rebounds 8 for Amherst, 6 for Guardian Angels. Guardian Angels was 1 of 7 from 3-point land, 1 of 3 for Amherst. Guardian Angels will get it to Stoiter, right back in the left-hand corner to Strotman, back up top for another 3 that's off the front of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, back up and in, Annie Niewarner. Multiple opportunities there, gives West Point CC their biggest lead at 8, 17-9. So many things Amherst has to do perfectly to even stay in this game, and one of them is rebound, and here they throw it 5 feet over the head of Shelby Hammond, so the pressure's starting to get to Amherst here in the first minute of the second quarter. Up top with it is Ortmeier. Swings it to the right side to Strotman. Strotman dishes it off there to Stoiter. Everything around the top of the key until they dump it inside. Another three-pointer up. It skips out no good by Ortmeier. Rebound is brought down by Kiana Leach. And then as she gets the ball into the hands of Klingelhofer, a foul called. Amherst would really love to get to the free throw line. It would settle this game down. It would give them more opportunities to score, especially with fouls in the backcourt. But that is only the second foul called on Guardian Angels, the first on Emily Nobe. That very good zone trap. Get the ball into Klingelhofer. Has to throw it back to Fernandez. Fernandez breaks the pressure, gets it across the timeline on the right side. Stops at the double team, fouled again by Nobe. Second on Emily. That's what Amherst wants. Get that press broke, get the Blue Jays just a tad bit frustrated so that they start reaching in and grabbing an arm instead of the basketball. And Jordan Hagedorn will now come in for Nobe, but Coach Strachey can play almost any of the girls that he has suited up in the ball game. Of these 12, I think we've already seen 9. Hammond tries to make way in the paint, gets knocked away from behind, picked up by Leach, and then a foul called on Guardian Angels, trying to knock the ball away. It's going to go on Haley Stoiter, her first and the team's fourth. Columbus SCOTUS 6, Boone Central 4 at the end of 1. Keeping you updated here on Classic Hits. Inbound 3, Klingelhofer off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Guardian Angels. It's Ortmeier with her third. Outlet pass on the right wing to Stoiter. Stoiter brings it across the timeline, back to Ortmeier, who shot a lot of threes and also missed a lot so far. Gives it to Strotman, back inside Ortmeier. Hammond blocks her shot and a late whistle. The second foul on Hammond. Shelby went up with such force that they had to blow the whistle, and that's her second foul with 6:20 to go here in the second quarter. Ortmeier has the only free throws that have been made in the game, 2 of 4 for Guardian Angels. She made the two. First free throw is on the way, and it's no good. A reminder that following our game, Minden and Hershey will play at 10:45 here on Classic Hits. In Class D2, Lindsay Holy Family is up 23-6 after the first quarter against Hay Springs. Girls State Tournament brought to you on Platte River Radio by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth. As the second free throw is up, and it is in. Makes it 18-9, and a travel called on Amherst. So not a good start to the second quarter here for the Broncos. They had hung with Guardian Angels through that first quarter. Now 5 in a row by the Blue Jays, and they've got the ball back. Lob it over to the right wing to Strotman. Back up top, Ortmeier drives into the lane, attacks off the glass. It's too strong, no good. Hammond pulls down her fourth rebound. One difference is at least Amherst is still in the game this year after one quarter. Last year, Guardian Angels had 30 first quarter points. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. And comes back over to Amherst in the front court to throw it in. It'll be Jessica Fernandez. Gets it into Katie Klingelhofer, back to Fernandez. Skip it over to the right side. Dangerous pass, but it is grabbed there by Crystal Fernandez. Ball knocked away again. Amherst had everybody outside the arc trying to pass the ball out towards midcourt, and that is just like blood in the water for the Blue Jays. They can attack, and even if they don't get it, it's not like they miss anything. Into Hammond in the paint. Turns in. They don't call anything. The ball's lost away. And here comes Guardian Angels the other way, losing the handle. Strotman. And she'll be called for the double dribble. Second turnover for the Blue Jays, but 10 on Amherst. Into the ball game now for the Blue Jays will be number 30, Jenny Doby. She's a 6 foot freshman. They have got some height there now. Hammond is 6 foot for Amherst, and they've got a little height themselves for a D1 school, but Guardian Angels actually has a little bit more across the board. Leach with it back out top. Blue Jays in this pressure man-to-man defense. Coming in, Klingelhofer drives. The one-hand runner no good. Ball is saved in right underneath the hoop to Amherst, and the jumper is back up and in by Crystal Fernandez. Noby saved it in, but it went right to Fernandez, who hit the jumper, and Amherst gets their first points of the second quarter. At the other end, they lob it inside. Guardian Angels misses the jumper with knee warner, and the ball goes out of bounds to Amherst. 18-11, Guardian Angels, 5:09 to go in the first half. The next goal, no matter how they get there, is get to halftime less than 10. That's what Amherst needs, less than 10. And another inbounds pass comes to Klingelhofer. She's trapped. She steps on the baseline and out of bounds. Just so many things that if you can look at the film after the game, the girls will be going, oh, 1 foot inbound passes. Don't put yourself in those situations. And Amherst just trying to stay out of the problems of this zone trap. Down low, throwing over Hammond, and getting it to go in is Abby Ortmeier. Just an off-balance one-hand throw-up, and it went and in, went up and in. And Ortmeier, who leads this team in scoring, she probably deserved one after a lot of her open shots weren't going in. Now Jordan Hagedorn with a foul on the inbounds pass. 20-11, Guardian Angels, 4:54 to go here in the first quarter. And on the inbounds pass, it's knocked away, but it runs into Katie Klingelhofer. She'll get it across the timeline. Long pass down to the baseline. Fernandez, one dribble off the glass, up and in for Jessica. And she's got 7 of the 13. That's the way to break the press. Great job there by the Broncos as the Angels, Guardian Angels, hustle back. Hammond with another block shot, knocks it out on knee Warner. That'll be the second block for Hammond in the game. And the Blue Jays have Krista Fisher in to throw it in. On a baseline, she'll come off the elbow. Quick inbound. There's another block shot. This from Jessica Fernandez, but still Blue Jay basketball. They'll kick it back out to Stoiter. Into the hands of Hagedorn outside the arc to Stoiter on the left side of the key. Haley holds the ball. Waits up top for Niewater. Back on the right side, a three-pointer by Fisher. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Katie Klingelhofer. Pushes it up the floor, a three-on-two. Pulls up at the free-throw line. Fires and hits. Katie Klingelhofer with her second bucket. Back-to-back buckets for the Broncos. Cuts it to five, 20-15. Inside the ball, stolen away. Amherst with the steal. And a jump ball called. Jordan Hagedorn got in there and grabbed it after Mackenzie Bergstrom made the steal, but it's still Amherst basketball. And for the first time of the ball game, Amherst has a little momentum on their side. Midway through the second quarter, 20-15, Guardian Angels. Amherst with the basketball. Klingelhofer trapped in the backcourt. Throws it backwards to Fernandez. Now the long outlet pass to Leach. Goes cross-court to Hammond. One on two, up and under. Gets fouled. Shot won't fall, but she'll get two. Hammond with just 2 points in the game, but starting to get into her game a little more. The foul on Annie Niewarner, her first, and the team's sixth. Gretna having its way with Elkhorn South, 20-10 early in the second quarter. Free throw up and in. Shelby Hammond, who averages 19 points and 10 rebounds a ball game. Five in a row for the Broncos. Second free throw now for Hammond. It's on the way, and it hits the rim once, twice, won't go. Rebound brought down by Ortmeier, her fourth. 20-16, Guardian Angels. Long outlet pass to Strotman, does not drive. Back out Ortmeier. Strotman to the top of the circle. Try that pick and roll. It's covered well that time. Swing it to the right side to Pett. Now the lob inside gets away from Guardian Angels, but a good save by Niewarner, and lobs it back out top. They always know where to go. Wide open three now for Strotman. It's off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound. Somehow it's knocked away again from Pets by Hammond. Give her her third block. And then it's stolen away. Amherst with their 12th turnover. Picked out of the hands from Bergstrom. Stolen back. Now a whistle and a foul called on West Point. Players on the floor. Both coaches popping off the bench. And the foul will be on Melanie Strotman, her first. Into the ball game will be Jenny Nobe. And Amherst, Coach Eckhout would love to go with about six or seven girls, but knows she has to keep rotating to keep up with what the Blue Jays are doing. And checking back in, Crystal Fernandez and Sydney Tobenheim. Hammond comes out for a breather with Katie Klingelhofer at the line to shoot the one and one. She can set Hammond down with the clock not moving here. Hammond needs the break of the free throw. In and out, no good that time for Klingelhofer. And the rebound brought down by Jenny Nobe. 20-16, 3 minutes to go. Guardian Angels leading it by four here in the second quarter. Stoity walked with the basketball. She wanted to throw it inside. All of a sudden, Amherst hopped in the passing lane, and she took an extra step. So Guardian Angels has been on the 20-point mark here for a little while. And Kenobi with that turnover. Back into the ball game it goes. 20-16. Amherst needs to keep it going here. See if they can make it a one-possession game. Hammond is on the bench right now. With the ball up top is Katie Klingelhofer. Right wing to Jessica Fernandez. Jessica dribbles into the right-hand corner. Through the double team. We're going to get that reach-in foul. Trying to deny it away from Bergstrom. The foul will be called on Jenny Nobe. Her first. And Bergstrom will go to the line to shoot the one and one. Bergstrom looking for her first points of the basketball game. Averages about 3 points a game. The free throw is good. And the bonus coming up for Mackenzie Bergstrom. Six in a row here for the Broncos. And a second free throw down. On the way, and it is good. Bergstrom hits them both. It's 20-18. Guardian Angels leads by two with 2.5 to go here in the second quarter. Blue Jays get the ball up the floor to Kenobi. Lob it to the left-hand corner to Stoiter. Stoder back up top to Ortmeier. Ortmeier, left-hand dribble to Stoder. He's still outside the arc. Swings it to the right side, into the hands of Strotman. Now another three. Ortmeier, she's due. She's short. The ball deflected all the way back out to her, though. Another second-chance opportunity. Ortmeier now drives, kicks it to the baseline, and back out top. Ball fake is going to be Nobe. Takes the shot, no good. Rebound fought for. Another offensive rebound. They're just killing each other in the paint, and the ball comes down to Crystal Fernandez after it had been picked up there by Jamie Pence. And into the front court, Amherst ball, and a no-look pass is stolen, thrown right into the hands of Kenobi. Amherst did not know where they were on the floor that time and had no idea Kenobi was over in their area. Lob it inside. Here's a short jumper. Guardian Angels continues to miss. They continue to get offensive rebounds. This one is ripped away, and Stoity trying to go for it, called for the foul. The rebound to Bergstrom. Haley Stoiter had it the whole time. And then it was finally taken away, and we walked to the other end of the 1-1. And when I mean they're letting them pound each other, Amherst could definitely be called for as many fouls here as Guardian Angels. The last couple times down the floor, Amherst has got to play like they wanted to play, and that's just pound on the glass and just rip the ball away from the Blue Jays. So at the line is Bergstrom to shoot the 1-1. And the free throw is on the way, and it's good. It's a one-point game. 20-19, four in a row from the line for Amherst. Trying to tie the game with a minute 34 to go here in quarter number two. Second free throw, Bergstrom, we're tied. 20-20, nine in a row by Amherst against the number one team in the state. And the Bronco fans come to their feet with 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Up top with it is Jenny Nobe. Swings it to the right-hand corner to Emily Nobe. Swings it left side. Wide open three. On the way, Pets. It's no good. Rebound. Out of bounds. Amherst ball. The Blue Jays hit their first three-pointer of the ball game. They have missed 13 in a row since then from outside the arc. And Amherst, unbelievably, has a chance to take the lead. Klingelhofer brings it across the timeline with a minute 10 to go, but remember, we're still in the first half. Klingelhofer swings it left side. Fernandez, three-pointer on the way. It's short, and a foul over the back called on Amherst, trying to get the rebound on Klingelhofer. Abby Ortmeier gets her sixth rebound. Katie Klingelhofer, her second foul, but it is just the 15th foul, and so they'll have to take it out of bounds. The Blue Jays have been on about a four-minute scoreless string. 1 minute to go here in quarter number two. Can Amherst keep the Blue Jays scoreless the rest of the way? A three at the top of the key, all the way down and out. No good by Knee Warner. Rebound, fought for, and Leach got out of there with it. Gives it off on the right wing to Klingelhofer. Crossover dribble, fast break. Fernandez in the left-hand corner. Out to Leach. Up top they'll go to Tavenheim. Swing it right side to Klingelhofer. Skip pass over to Leach into the corner. Good ball movement by the Broncos. 35 seconds to go. Up top, driving Tavenheim. Jumper no good. Rebound tipped away. Pulled down by Pets. Trapped underneath. She'll get rid of the basketball to Strotman. 20 seconds to go and a half. And Amherst is doing this with Hemmen resting on a bench. Ortmeier from the free throw line hit it. Abby Ortmeier now with 11 in the game. 22-20 Garden Angels. 10 seconds to go. Klingelhofer all the way down the floor, all the way to the hoop. Throws up a wild shot, hoping for a call. Didn't get it. Rebound Strotman. One more chance here for Guardian Angels, but they will not get a shot away. And that is the end of the first half of play. The number one team in the state, Guardian Angels, leading by only two over the Amherst Lady Broncos. It is Guardian Angels, Central Catholic 22, Amherst 20. You're listening to the State High School Basketball Tournament, brought to you in part on Classic Hits by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back, everyone, to Lincoln Southwest High School, where we've got ourselves a game here in the 1-8 matchup at the D1 State Tournament. It is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure at Ravenna Sanitation, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, Guardian Angels Central Catholic out of West Point, leading Amherst by a score of 22-20. A bucket with about 30 seconds remaining in the half by Abby Ortmeier broke a 9-0 run by the Amherst Broncos, which tied the game at 20, their only tie of the contest after falling behind 9-2 out of the chutes here. It was 15-9 at the end of one quarter. Guardian Angels got up 20-11, but then Amherst able to hit some free throws and get this ball game tied up at 20. We'll take a look at all the numbers here in just a little bit. Gretna leading in Class B at the half. Their score, 26-12 over Elkhorn South. So Gretna leading in Class B at the half, 26-12. In Class C1, it is Boone Central over Columbus SCOTUS. SCOTUS getting their way, playing that slow-down, put-you-to-sleep basketball. It's Boone Central 14 and Columbus SCOTUS 11, but it is very efficient for them. In D2, Lindsay Holy Family is crushing Hay Springs 46-11. That game is also at the half. So there's your four halftime scores. Once again, Cretna leading Elkhorn South 26-12 in B. Boone Central leading Columbus SCOTUS 14-11 at half in C1. Here in D1, it's 22-20. Guardian Angels leading it over Amherst. And in D2, Lindsay Holy Family leading Hay Springs 46-11. We're back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Doug Dudu along with our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson back with you here at Lincoln Southwest High School, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at what else is going on in the girls' state tournament today. Let's start with Class A, all their games at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, and they start at 2 o'clock where Omaha Central will play Fremont. At 3:45, Lincoln Northeast against Papillion-La Vista South. At 7 o'clock, top seed Lincoln Southeast against Lincoln Southwest. And at 8:45, Columbus takes on Bellevue East. In Class B, as we said at the half, Gretna is leading Elkhorn South 26-12. That'll be followed by Granada Northwest and Beatrice playing at 10:45. Those are at the Sports Center. Then tonight at Pershing, number one Seward looking to extend the 100-game winning streak and win another state title. They'll take on McCook at 7. Holdridge and Norris will play at 8:45. In C1, at the half, Boone Central leads Columbus SCOTUS 14-11. That'll be followed by Minden and Hershey at 10:45 right here on Classic Hits. Then at 2, Shadron will play Lincoln Christian. And at 3:45, Sandy Creek will play Concordia. And that game will be on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Class C2 will be held at Lincoln Southeast today. The first game at 2 o'clock will have Blue Hill taking on North Platte St. Pat's. I'll have that for you on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Then at 3:45, Shelby Rising City plays Crofton. At 7, Lutheran High Northeast against Weeping Water. And at 8:45, Pender and Homer coming out of that same sub-district. What a battle, Lutheran High Northeast, Pender, and Homer. And then they all end up on the same side of the bracket in C2. Of course, here in D1, Guardian Angels leading Amherst 22-20 at halftime. The winner of this game will play tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at Pershing Auditorium against the winner of the next game here between Friend and Exeter Milligan. Then at 2, Hitchcock County plays Sandhills Thedford. And at 3:45, O'Neill St. Mary's plays Humphrey. And at D2, they're playing at Lincoln Southeast this morning, where Lindsay Holy Family leads Hayes Springs 46-11 at the half. Then Ansley will play Howells at 10:45. Tonight, they will play here at Lincoln Southwest. Giltner will play Elkhorn Valley at 7 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And Fall City Sacred Heart will play defending champion Why Not at 8:45. Don't forget, all six championship games, regardless of the participants for the girls and boys state tournaments, will be heard Saturday on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The Nebraska women play this afternoon at 1 o'clock. That's on 1230 AM KHAS against Northwestern. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Guardian Angels 22, Amherst 20, here on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look now at the first half stats in our ball game. First of all, for Amherst, let's go with Shelby Hammond. She has just 3 points of the basketball game. Obviously, if you're Guardian Angels, she's probably the only girl you worry about in this basketball game, and she's been doubled and triple teamed when she touched the ball. She actually sat about the last 3 minutes of the half with those two fouls, and with the team in it, Coach Heckout figured, let's just save her over here. We're doing fine. So 3 points, 4 rebounds, 3 blocks. Gianna Leach, 2 rebounds. Katie Klingelhofer, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Jessica Fernandez leads the team with 7 points, 1 rebound. Crystal Fernandez, 2 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. And Mackenzie Bergstrom, 4 for 4 at the line, 4 points, 3 rebounds. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting all in the second quarter, where Amherst was 5 of 7. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 7 of the first and 6 in the second. Foul situation, 2 each on Shelby Hammond and Katie Klingelhofer. 9 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second, and at the half for the Broncos, 20 points, 15 rebounds. 5 out of 7 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 5 block shots and 13 turnovers. For Guardian Angels, Emily Noby has the only 3-pointer of the game, and that's her total. Melanie Strotman, 2 rebounds. Haley Stoiter, 2 points and a rebound. Jamie Petz, 4 rebounds. Jenny Kenobi, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Annie Niewarner, 2 points. Abby Ortmeyer, 11 points, 6 rebounds. And Krista Fisher, 1 rebound. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 7 in the first quarter, 0 of 8. In the second quarter, turnovers, 1 of the first 4 in the second. Foul situation, 2 apiece on Emily Noby, Haley Stoiter. 15 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second. At the half, the Blue Jays, 22 points, 16 rebounds. 3 out of 6 at the free throw line, 1 of 15 from 3-point land and 5 turnovers. Number 1, Guardian Angels, leading number 9, Amherst at the half, 22-20. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next on Classic Hits.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year. We are at half, 22-20, Guardian Angels leading Amherst, and there is optimism for an upset here. Once again, though, two things to look at. There's no way Guardian Angels can stay as cold from three-point land as they did in the first half, can they? 1 of 15. Amherst also had 13 turnovers, so they need to take care of that press a little bit better and hope that the Blue Jays continue to struggle from the field. Guardian Angels will get the ball to start the third quarter of play. They'll lob it inside in traffic. Turnaround jumper is no good. Rebound brought down by Fernandez after the knee warner miss. And a foul will be called on Guardian Angels. It's going to go on Haley Stoiter, and that is her third. She is the first player in the game with three fouls. Guardian Angels, at least on this opening possession, has taken the full court press off. They go to a half court pickup here and maybe switch it to a zone, and the ball immediately thrown away by Amherst, and really an unforced error there. So not the way they wanted to start as the Blue Jays get the ball back. Lob it inside again to Niewarner. Kick it out for the three. It's off the mark. Rebound fought for underneath. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow will point the way of Amherst as Leach was tied up underneath by Strotman. As we're just underway here in quarter number three, 22-20, Guardian Angels. Klingelhofer brings it up on the right wing, kicks it into the right-hand quarter. No shot there by Crystal Fernandez. Same starters, Klingelhofer in the lane. Ten-footer, no good. Hammond gets the rebound, runs into her own teammate. They call her for the walk. A travel on Amherst. Shelby Hammond ripped that rebound down, took a dribble, and on the way up, her teammate got shoved into her. Not a foul, but just kind of got pushed into her a little bit by a Blue Jay, and she's called for the walk. So back-to-back turnovers for Amherst to start the second half. Three-pointer in the corner by Kenobi. It's off the mark, no good. Another offensive rebound by Strotman. That's another stat that Amherst got to work on as they lob it inside again. Knee Warner's open this time, and Annie will lay it up and in for her second bucket. 24-20, Guardian Angels. So another second-chance bucket as Klingelhofer gets around the double team. Baseline open. Amherst leaves it alone. Leach throws it into the paint, trying to get it to Hemmen, and it is turned over. I would not be shocked to see a timeout by Coach Eck out here. Fast break the other way. Ortmeier getting a little shove there. They let it go. Rebound brought down by Crystal Fernandez. Hemmen should have been called for a third foul there. But again, they're letting them play a little bit here as it's brought into the front court. Reaching in, knocking it away, Stoiter. Pick back up, Fernandez into the corner to Leach. Three-pointer on the way. It's partially blocked, and it goes into the hands of Strotman. Strotman on the outlet pass into the front court to Kenobi. Emily stands on the left arc up top to Ortmeier. Abby swings it right side, little skip pass to Stoiter. Back up top, Ortmeier. Left-hand dribble draws the double team. Kicks it into the wing to Strotman. Strotman up top for a three-pointer. Stoiter air ball. Out of bounds it goes for Niewarner. So Guardian Angels continues to struggle from the three-point arc, and Coach Eckout goes to the bench to bring in Sydney Taubenheim and Mackenzie Bergstrom, who have done very well off the bench so far in this game. Bergstrom scrapping in there for a couple rebounds and has hit four free throws. Taubenheim maybe doing a little bit better job on this trap. Klingelhofer tries to get away from the double team. Down to the baseline, Bergstrom's open off the window from seven and scores. That's where the spot is. Amherst attacks it finally, and it's 24-22, at least here to start the third quarter. Lob inside, Knee Warner, and reaching right over the top, Mackenzie Bergstrom with the easy call for the officials. That's her second foul, first foul of the half on Amherst. Blue Jay ball on the baseline. Throwing it in will be Strotman. Looking inside, get it backside to Ortmeyer. Runs out of room, dribbles it out of bounds. Turnover, Blue Jays. They're sixth of the game compared to 16 for Amherst as they get it in. And one thing about the state tournament, be ready to go because those officials hand the ball in immediately. Klingelhofer forced to the left-hand dribble, gets it inside to Bergstrom, but stepping in front and making the steal is going to be Niewarner, who's a lot more involved here. Ortmeyer coast-to-coast, and now they call a foul on Hemmen. All the stuff they let go, and they call that, and the ball is up and in. So Hemmen gets her third with 5:06 to go in the third quarter. Nice play by Abby Ortmeyer. Did everything right there. Got around Hemmen, and then when she was ready to shoot, leaned into her and got the call. So a chance for a three-point play by Abby Ortmeyer, and she'll finish it. 27-22, and 14 points in the game now for Abby Ortmeyer. Five-point lead. Outlet pass gets into the front court here to Jessica Fernandez. Kicks it back out to Klingelhofer. Trying to trap the ball here is Stoiter. Swings it over to the left side to Bergstrom. Bergstrom, everything out top now and outside the arc. Oh, Hemmen, they make a dangerous pass, and Shelby catches it. Now they double down on her and trying to steal it away. Strotman bumps her, called for the foul, the second on Melanie. Second team foul here on the Blue Jays. Even the Blue Jays have their hands on their hips right now, so even they're a little winded, and you don't expect to see that from the number one team. Inbounds to Hemmen, in traffic. She'll force it. She'll score. Five for Hemmen. She finds her way through three defenders. Not much you can do if you're the Blue Jays on that. 27-24. Three-point lead. Nobie has it. Blue Jays are up. Nobie at the top of the circle. Trying to post up Ortmeyer. They get it to her in the paint. Kicks it out on the left wing. One-hand grab by Stoiter. Dribbles back up top and swings it left side to Strotman outside the arc. Up top, they'll go to Niewarner. Niewarner into Ortmeyer. Takes it at Hemmen. Misses the shot. Rebound brought down by Tomenheim. Puts the head down. Dribbles up the floor and looks for an outlet. She'll get it there to Fernandez. Back to Hemmen on the runner. Off the glass. It's in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Abby Ortmeyer, her seventh. Into the front court, the Blue Jays go, but there's the Broncos back on defense. Every single one of them was back. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. We're moving along, 27-24. Three-pointer in the corner. Partially blocked. Getting a hand on it is Klingelhofer, but an offensive rebound put back up and in by Niewarner. Niewarner picked up the loose ball off the good defensive play, 29-24. Amherst down five. Klingelhofer drives, forces it, and somehow it goes in. The frozen rope by Katie Klingelhofer finds a way through the cylinder, and it's 29-26. Three-pointer, Ortmeyer off the bank, off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Tomenheim. She'll run it into the front court, doesn't have numbers, and will slow it down finally to Jessica Fernandez. Long three off the front of the iron, no good. Klingelhofer. Rebound brought down by Strotman. Nobody hitting the three. The first three will give somebody the momentum here. One of seven for Amherst, one of 20 for West Point. Another three on the way. It's over everything, and the rebound brought down the backside by Tomenheim again. They are all over her. She's able to get rid of the ball, though, and up the floor they come. Fernandez on the right wing, two on four, gets it in the paint to Hemmen. Hemmen fouled, and she'll go to the line. They have no answer for Shelby Hemmen one-on-one. If they get that ball across the timeline, Amherst can get it to Hemmen. She will dominate this number one team because they can't stop her one-on-one. The foul is called on Melanie Strotman, her third. And Hemmen is one of two at the line of the ball game. 5 points. Free throw good. Into the ball game now is Kiana Leach for Amherst. And for Guardian Angels, it'll be Krista Fisher and Jenny Ginobi, a pair of freshmen for Coach Strachey. Second free throw now upcoming for Shelby Hemmen. On the way and short. The rebound brought down by Niewarner. 29-27, Guardian Angels. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Opening round of the state tournament. A battle so far. Fisher with it on the right elbow. Up top, long three on the way by Kenobi, and they finally hit one. Emily Nobe, second three of the game for her, and that extends the lead to five, 32-27. In the back court, Klingelhofer. On her is Nobe. Up top, Hemmen, free throw line, dribble. She's got four on her. Swings it to Klingelhofer. Back to Hemmen on the low post. Turnaround jumper off the glass. Will not go. Rebound brought down by Fisher. And then they throw it away. Probably the first unforced turnover for the Blue Jays. as Fisher just wanted to get it back to her guard, Stoiter, and it bounced through her hands and off her knee out of bounds. So a break here for Amherst, and they need to take advantage of it. Cannot afford for the Blue Jays to get any kind of a lead, pull away, give them any momentum. It's a five-point game here. Inbound, they'll get it to Tobenheim, left-hand corner. Gets it right back there to Klingelhofer. Not a good place to pass it, but she's bailed out by the foul. She had nowhere to go. Trapped on the sideline and the baseline, and reaching in, knee Warner fouled her, so a break there for Amherst. Her second, the team's fourth. So we'll try it again. Klingelhofer lobs it up top, overthrows Fernandez, and out of bounds it goes. So Guardian Angels gave Amherst a gift, and they gave him a better one. The ball goes out of bounds. The Blue Jays will get the basketball. Nobody touched it, so it'll go all the way back underneath the hoop. And dribbling up the floor is Stoiter. Brings it to the top of the key to Niewarner. Swings it right side. Now down low. Got open. Shot up and in, and a foul will send Jenny Novy to the line for a chance for a three-point play. So back-to-back buckets here, and it could be a 6-0 run. The foul is on Crystal Fernandez, her first, team's third. And into the ball game, Jamie Petz and Abby Ortmeier. And a chance for a three-point play here for the freshman, who's 0 of 2 at the line, has 6 points. And Hemmons on the bench. The free throw skips out, no good. Offensive rebound, Ortmeier. She misses. Ball's loose. Picked up out there by Klingelhofer. Then she is fouled. Amherst having trouble getting rebounds without Hammond on the floor. She's on the bench with 3 fouls and a minute 47 to go here in the first half, first third quarter. And we'll see Crystal Fernandez check out Jessica in. The foul is on Emily Kenobi. She has 3. So 3 Blue Jays with 3 fouls, and Jordan Hagedorn will come in. 34-27 Guardian Angels. They have outscored Amherst 12-7 so far in the third quarter. Fernandez, pass to Bergstrom, is picked off. Easy steal and layup. Ortmeier puts it up and in. Things that we had not seen Amherst do all game long, they've done here in the last 90 seconds. Klingelhofer now is back to a 9-point game. Into the corner to Leach. Back out Klingelhofer. Up top they'll go to Fernandez. Swings it over to Tobenheim. One dribble into the corner to Leach. No Hammond on the floor. Back out Klingelhofer, a minute 10 to go. Over to Leach. Playing a little catch here, but down 9. A 7-0 run. Three-pointer, Tobenheim can't get it to go. Rebound back out to Bergstrom, up and in. Mackenzie Bergstrom with the offensive putback to break the little run there by Guardian Angels. 36-29, 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Amherst has got to shut the Blue Jays down here for the final 45 seconds, but a three-pointer in the corner is on the way. No good by Jamie Petz. Offensive rebound. Hagedorn off the long rebound to Ortmeier. She drives right side. Layup, no good. And it's pulled down by Bergstrom. Guardian Angels has missed a lot of shots in this game. They average 62 a game. They've got 36. Klingelhofer, good crossover. Gets by her defender, puts up the 17-footer. No good. Bergstrom's got the rebound. Now she's being hassled. Now we've got a whistle and a jump, and the arrow points the way of the Blue Jays. Getting in there to tie it up was Jamie Petz. 19 seconds to go here in the quarter. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Amherst. State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. It is Kent Blue Jay basketball with 15 seconds to go, leading 7. Amherst needs a stop. Into the corner, they'll go to Petz. Petz tries to force it inside, does. Kick it out on the wing to Strotman. 4-3, no good. Hemmons in, trying to get the rebound. We get another jump ball between her and Niewarner. Unfortunately, there's only 2 seconds left, so Amherst won't get a good shot here, and then they won't get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Just gets it into Leach. She'll hold the ball, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Guardian Angels 36, Amherst 29. You're listening to the State High School Basketball Tournament, brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're back after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel C dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the End of Main in Hildreth.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow! Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow! Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Back to basketball. Boone Central after three, leading Columbus Scotus 18-14 in C1. Here we start the fourth quarter. Guardian Angels leading Amherst 36-29. Last year, Guardian Angels had 30 points in the first quarter. 36 in three here, but Amherst still trails by seven after it was a two-point game at halftime. Get it into Ortmeier in the paint. Well defended. Just throws it up. The ball knocked away and the steal made. Eighth turnover by Guardian Angels. While Amherst has 19 into the right-hand corner. O'Hammond's open underneath, but they can't get it to her because Fernandez is trapped. Gets it out to Tobenheim, up top to Klingelhofer. Spreading the floor here over to Leach. High post they go, Klingelhofer. Swings it right side to Tobenheim. Inside they get it to Fernandez, but she takes one dribble, turnaround jumper, gets fouled. The shot goes! A chance for a three-point play for Jessica Fernandez, who leads the Broncos with 9 points. 8 for Bergstrom, 6 for Hammond. And the foul is going to be called on Annie Niewarner. She, Stoiter, Strotman, and Emily Noby all have 3. Hammond has 3 for Amherst. The free throw is in and out, though, no good. And the rebound brought down by Ortmeier. 16 points, 9 rebounds for the top player for the Blue Jays. 36-31, down low at the other end. They get it to Strotman. It's blocked inside by Fernandez. The ball is loose. And it is picked up by Guardian Angels, and they'll call a timeout. So timeout on the floor here by Guardian Angels. It's a 30-second timeout with 7:02 to go in the game. Guardian Angels 36, Amherst 31. You're listening to the State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you by Zeke Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer in Hildreth.
In the market for some Galvey cattle? See Mike or Dale Toppenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, hay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle, carcass quality and premiums. More intense selection to improve those traits without sacrificing the function of our cow herd. That's Toppenheim's of Amherst. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills.
And back to action, Guardian Angels ball underneath their own hoop after the timeout. They'll force it right underneath the hoop to Ortmeier, dishes it off to Strotman. Short jumper will not go. Rebound, Klingelhofer has it and finds a way to get it out to Kiana Leach. Every time somebody gets a defensive board, either team, the other team has like 3 players on them. Klingelhofer across the timeline gets it over to Leach. Back over to Fernandez. She gets in the paint, gives it off to wide open Hammond. The layup good. It's a 3-point game. 8 points for Shelby Hammond. 36-33. Amherst within 3. Blue Jay basketball. Ortmeier and Hammond working on each other in the paint. And then it's thrown away. Melanie Strotman looked to the side, thought she saw a teammate. What she saw was the bench and threw it away. And now Coach Strachey is going to take a timeout and settle his ball club down. They have not played many Class D schools that have even been close to them in the fourth quarter, but the Amherst Broncos are. 6:28 to go in the game. It's Guardian Angels 36, Amherst 33. Bronco ball when we come back with more high school basketball brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
All Points Cooperative of Amherst would like to congratulate the Amherst team and wish them the very best of luck. See All Points Cooperative for your fuel. Whether on the farm or in the middle of the night, they deliver fuel and propane to your farm and offer 24-hour pay at the pump. All Points also carries everything you need to keep your operation running smoothly with seed, chemicals, and fertilizer. Communities growing together, All Points Cooperative of Amherst.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches. Stop in and visit the great staff in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. We can take care of all your banking, business, and personal. We offer all the ins and outs of banking to make your financial needs easier. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC. We'd love to have you on our team. We appreciate all our customers.
Okay, out of the timeout. Leach took it right in, missed a shot, trying to get it back. She had it blocked, then she commits the foul, so now it goes back over to the Blue Jays. 6:10 to go. West Point Guardian Angels up 36-33 here in the state tournament. Give you a couple other scores at a moment, but right now the Blue Jays, the number one team of the state, sweating it a little bit. A three-pointer on the way by Kenobi. It's off the mark. The ball rattles into the hands of Jessica Fernandez. 2 of 25 from three-point land for the Blue Jays in this game. Klingelhofer brings the ball up the floor. Swings it over to Fernandez. In the paint, Hammond. Turnaround jumper. It's flat. It's no good. The rebound brought down off the one-hand jumper by Melanie Strotman. She's got 7 of the ball game. Boone Central leading Columbus Scotus 18-14 after 3. Gretna leading Elkhorn South 47-21 in B after 3. Ball stripped away. Katie Klingelhofer has it. Headed to the other end. Uncontested layup. Missed it. And then Hammond and over-the-back foul, the absolute worst thing that could have happened to Amherst. Miss a wide-open layup, and Hammond trying to crash the boards went over the top of Jenny Nobe, who was in there on the rebound. And Hammond picks up her fourth foul. Tough turn of events there for Amherst, but they need to keep battling down just by 3. West Point Guardian Angels with a basketball. Hammond stays in. Let's see if they go right to Ortmeier. They do on the low block. Hammond can only put her hands up. They kick it back out top there to Strotman. Right wing, they'll go to Kenobi. Inside, they get it. Fernandez on the defense. Makes her change her shot. Rebound put back up and in. It's missed again. And it's going to be pulled down by Jessica Fernandez off the Strotman miss. Coach Strachey has not seen his girls miss this many shots all season. Open is Taubenheim, but she does not take the open shot. Fernandez at the top, into Hammond, attacks the hoop, misses another layup. It's contested. Hammond is really being defended strong. Strotman with her ninth rebound. Into the front court, they'll get it underneath. Turnaround jumper is up, and it is in for Annie Niewerner. The first points of the fourth quarter for Guardian Angels, but they're still up 5. Taubenheim to Leach, Leach to Hammond, triple teamed, works it up and in. Shelby just says, get on my back. 10 points for Hammond. 38-35, 4:20 to go in the game. Guardian Angels across the timeline. Get it into the hands of Strotman. Up top, they'll go to Niewerner. Playing around the perimeter. Get into Ortmeier. Over the top of Hammond, and it's good. That's 18 points for Ortmeier. And there's nothing that Hammond can do, but she's got to be able to stay in that game with 4 fouls because it gives them an offensive presence. Pick and roll, open Klingelhofer, 12-footer, skips out, no good. Rebound brought down by Ortmeier. It's 40-35, Guardian Angels, 3:45 to go. Ortmeier, bounce pass inside, Fernandez reached in, might have got away with a foul, but she tipped it away. Here comes Hammond, 2-on-1, goes around the defender, the runner is good. 6 in the quarter for Hammond. Hammond, 40-37, 3:30 to go. 4 turnovers in the quarter for Central Catholic, none for Amherst, and you can see the difference on the scoreboard. Niewerner up top, hands it off to Strotman. Open 3 now for Nobe. It's over everything, and the rebound is loose. It's so off the mark that it's a rebound for Stoiter. Kicks it back inside. Fernandez steps in front and makes another steal. Great game for Jessica Fernandez. Outlet Hammond takes it inside, lays it up, missed the layup, but a blocking foul. And she'll get 2 free throws. And at the line, Shelby Hammond trying to draw the charge was Ortmeier to foul Hammond out of the game. But instead, it'll be her second, the 7th team foul on Guardian Angels. 5 have been called on Amherst. Hammond to the line to shoot 2. She's 2 of 4. Now has 12 points, 6 boards, 3 blocks. 2 free throws here. The first one up and in. All 3 times at the line, she's made the first one. The next 2 she's missed. Can she change that pattern here? Bergstrom back in. Klingelhofer for a rest for Amherst. And Abby Ortmeier back in after a short break here for Guardian Angels. Free throw off the front of the rim and in. And a timeout Amherst with 3:07 to go in the game. The Broncos are here. Guardian Angels 40. Amherst 39. You're listening to the State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. We'll be right back.
Tonight's sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Tri-Valley Veterinary Clinic. Dr. Michael Sadoff and Dr. Andrew Sadoff of Tri-Valley Veterinary Clinic serve Miller and all the surrounding areas for everyday vaccinations to calving, bull semen testing, and ultrasound. They provide that loved member of your family with the treatment they deserve. Serving all large and small animals at the clinic or on your farm with a portable chute. Making it even more convenient for you, Tri-Valley Veterinary Clinic. Best of luck, Amherst.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
We're back at the state tournament, Guardian Angels basketball. 3 minutes to go and a one-point lead over Amherst. Blue Jays get it over to the left-hand corner. They'll try a three. It's off the mark. No good. Hemond battles for the basketball. She grabs it but is trapped in the corner, and her outlet pass is knocked out of bounds, but it is Amherst basketball. 2:49 to go. Amherst has never led here today. They were down 20-11 in the second quarter, scored nine in a row to tie it. Then West Point Guardian Angels got it up 36-27. Now it's 40-39. Pressure being put on, but they do get it into Katie Klingelhofer. 2:45 to go here. Klingelhofer across the timeline and got trapped and traveled with the basketball. The first turnover of the quarter, the 20th of the game for Amherst. Had they not called the walk, it would have worked out good for Amherst because she had three Blue Jays on her. She just threw it up for grabs, and Amherst got the ball. But now it goes back to the Blue Jays with 2:40 to go. The Misco Sports postgame show when we are done. Hemond with four fouls. That's the big number right now. Another three-pointer on the way. Strotman hits it. Just the third of the game. Melanie Strotman with her first points of the game as well. 43-39. Amherst up the floor with it. Klingelhofer gets it into the corner to Fernandez. Tries to force it back to Klingelhofer, but it is defended well and knocked out of bounds by Emily Ginobi. Leach back in. 43-39. Blue Jays, 2:17 to go. You have to think if Amherst could have just got that lead. They look to get it into Hemond. Everybody's covering her. They still try to throw it to her and throw it away. Fast break the other way. One on two. Leach. Charge called. Strachey can't believe it. The coach for the Blue Jays. Haley Stoiter with her fourth. Leach got back. She got set, but I didn't think there was any way in the world they would call a charge, but they did. Amherst gets a break. You can't say the Broncos aren't getting opportunities in this game. The Blue Jays are 3 of 28 from three-point land. They've missed a ton of bunnies, and they're still ahead. Amherst ball, Fernandez. High post to Hemond. Got to get out of the paint. Does. Kicks it up top. Now over to Fernandez. A three-pointer on the way. And good! Jessica Fernandez has 12. It's a one-point game. 43-42, a minute 50 to go. Blue Jay basketball up top. They'll get it to Niewarner. Over to Strotman. To Nobi up top they go. To Jenny Nobi. Right side, another three. On the way. In and out. No good. Offensive rebound. Back up. No good. Another offensive rebound underneath for Niewarner. And they get an opportunity. Up top for three. Stoiter got it. Too many second chance opportunities. Four chances that time. And Stoiter buries a three. 46-42. A minute 20 to go. Amherst gets it to Hemond. She'll try a three. It is too strong. Rebound brought down by Melanie Strotman. And now the Blue Jays are in control. Up four with a minute 10 to go. They can pull the basketball out, but they don't. They go underneath, and the layup is good for Annie Niewarner. And a timeout on the floor by Amherst. The three-pointer was hit by Fernandez to cut it to one, and then five straight points for the Blue Jays. 1:05 to go. Guardian Angels 48, Amherst 42. We'll be right back on Classic Hits, the state tournament brought to you by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
With our producer engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Minden. Don't forget Minden and Hershey coming your way next. Tip-off at 10:45 from Pershing Auditorium. Here, Amherst cut it to one just 30 seconds ago, but now find themselves down six, 48-42 with a minute five to go. Amherst is 2 of 10 from three-point land. Jessica Fernandez hit them both. They need buckets into Klingelhofer. She's guarded by Stoiter, back to Fernandez. Brings it across the timeline, tries to get it to Leach. It's anticipated. It's stolen away. That was telegraphed. Ortmeier to the other end. She's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Amherst has had problems with that throughout the ball game, telegraphing where the ball's going to go. They're looking at the ball while they're trying to get through the pressure, as you would expect. Then when they pop the head up, the Blue Jays know exactly where they're going to go with it because they forced them that way. The foul on Leach is her second. Two free throws here for Ortmeier. She is 4 of 6 at the line, and the free throw is good. Make it 5 of 6 at the line, and that makes it a three-possession game, and it looks like the Blue Jays are going to fight off Amherst. 49-42, 55 seconds to go. Second free throw, it's also good. 50-42. Klingelhofer brings the ball across the timeline, kicks it into the left-hand corner, over Leach's head and out of bounds. It took 31 minutes for the wheels to come off, but unfortunately they have here for Amherst, and now they're going to call another timeout, and that leaves them with just one. 48 seconds to go. Guardian Angels 50, Amherst 42. You're listening to the state tournament brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center here on Classic Hits.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Oh, on an inbounds pass, the Blue Jays forced into a turnover here. Good defense by Klingelhofer, as Stoiter expected to be fouled. And when she wasn't, she lost where the ball was. So now Amherst has it underneath their hoop. Looking outside, they get it to Klingelhofer, into Hemmen. Triple team, turnaround jumper good. Shelby hits it, and Amherst calls what is going to be their final timeout here. So the timeout they called with the clock stopped did get a turnover for them, but it also means they have none left, according to my book. With 38 seconds to go, timeout on the floor, 50-44, Guardian Angels. The state tournament continues on Classic Hits in a moment.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
38 seconds to go. Guardian Angels leads it 50-44. Amherst with the full court press, and they throw over the top of it, and Ortmeier goes to the other end and makes the layup. So they are anticipating that, and a great job there by the Blue Jays. Hit the layup. Klingelhofer up the floor here, takes it inside, and they're going to call her for a carry with 28 seconds to go. And now the pressure on with 28 seconds in the backcourt, 52-44. And Guardian Angels going to survive here this morning in the opening round of the state tournament. Lindsay Holy Family has beaten Hay Springs in D2, 67-25 into Ortmeier. They attack the basket for another layup. That is up, and it is in for Annie Niewarner. So a different tactic, but it's worked here for Guardian Angels. 54-44, their largest lead of the game. Fernandez for three. It is no good. Rebound put back up and in by Sydney Taubenheim. Can't call timeout. 9 seconds to go. 54-46. And they'll be able to kill the clock here as Amherst will not foul. And the game is over. But in a much tighter contest than anyone could have expected here today, West Point Guardian Angels survives 54-46 over the Amherst Lady Broncos. All the final stats, and we'll see if we can get a quick word with Nikki Eckhout coming up on the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving Central Nebraska.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
All Points Cooperative of Amherst would like to congratulate the Amherst team and wish them the very best of luck. See All Points Cooperative for your fuel. Whether on the farm or in the middle of the night, they deliver fuel and propane to your farm and offer 24-hour pay at the pump. All Points also carries everything you need to keep your operation running smoothly with seed, chemicals, and fertilizer. Communities growing together, All Points Cooperative of Amherst.
And welcome back to Lincoln Southwest High School, where it is time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports has served Kearney in the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. Even though the retail store in Kearney is closed, they are bigger and better than ever with personal service to the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations as you get ready for baseball and softball season and the spring and summer sports. Misco Sports, if you've got a question or need an order, contact the main office at 728-5261. Final score, 54-46, Guardian Angels defeating Amherst. Amherst will end the season with a record of 18-7 on the season. Guardian Angels will now go to 19-7 and play tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at Pershing Auditorium against the winner of our next game between Friend and Exeter Milligan. Other finals, Lindsay Holy Family defeating Hay Springs 67-25. Gretna defeating Elkhorn South 65-23. And in what could be the most boring game in the history of state basketball, Boone Central 21 and Columbus Scotus 19 with a minute 12 to go over at Pershing Auditorium. We'll discuss that on the Doug and Daddy Show someday. Here, though, the most exciting game of the first session, 54-46, Guardian Angels beats Amherst. Amherst never led in this game, tied it a couple of times, was down 40-39 and had the ball, but lost it. Guardian Angels hit a three. Fernandez hits a three a couple of possessions later to make it 43-42, but Amherst never had the ball down one again because five straight points put up by Guardian Angels, and they end the game on an 11-4 run to win it 54-46. And we'll give you all the numbers right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Music.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
In the market for some Galve cattle? See Mike or Dale Toppenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, hay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle, carcass quality and premiums. More intense selection to improve those traits without sacrificing the function of our cow herd. That's Toppenheim's of Amherst. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look now at the final stats. First of all, for Guardian Angels, Jordan Hagedorn had one rebound. Emily Kenobi had 2 3-pointers, and the team only had 3. She had 6 points. Melanie Strotman hit the other one, 3 points, 10 rebounds. Haley Stoiter, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Jamie Petz, 5 rebounds. Jenny Kenobi, 6 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Annie Niewarner, 12 points, 10 of those in the second half. She had 4 rebounds. Abby Ortmeier, the game's leading scorer, 22 points and 10 rebounds. Krista Fisher had 2 rebounds. 16 rebounds in the first half, 22 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, 3 of 4 in the second half of play. 3-point shooting, 1 of 15 in the first half and 2 of 14 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in the first half and 8 in the second half. Guardian Angels had 22 points at halftime. They score 32 points in the second half. And the Blue Jays finish with 54 points, 38 rebounds, 6 out of 10 at the free throw line, 3 of 29 from 3-point land. One block shot and 13 turnovers. Guardian Angels is now 19-7, and they will play the winner of the next game between Friend and Exeter Milligan at Pershing tomorrow at 9 a.m. We'll be back and look at the numbers for Amherst right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the 3rd largest seed corn brand and 4th largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. We're going to talk with the head coach of the Amherst Lady Broncos in just a second here, head coach Nikki Eckhout. I'll run down the stats real quick for her as we take a look at Shelby Hemmond with 16 points. 13 of those were in the second half, 10 of them in the fourth quarter. She had 7 rebounds, 3 blocks. Kiana Leach, 3 rebounds. Katie Klingelhofer, 6 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Sydney Toppenheim, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Jessica Fernandez would probably be the player of the game today because you just take what Hemmond does for what she does. 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Crystal Fernandez, 2 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. And Mackenzie Bergstrom, good off the bench today, 8 points, 6 rebounds. 46 points, 32 rebounds, 8 out of 12 at the free throw line, 2 of 11 from 3-point land, 7 blocks, but 24 turnovers in the game. And Coach Eckhout joins us here. Coach, first off, a lot different than last year. Congratulations on a heck of an effort.
Thank you. That pretty much was my message to the girls after the game. It was pretty tough locker room to go into, but, yeah, you know, last year we got beat by 35, I think, or something. So the whole mission was to come in not intimidated and to try to compete, and I think we definitely did that. You know, the ball, silly down, darn round ball, just sometimes doesn't want to go the way you want it to the last couple minutes, but definitely had him on the ropes, you know, just a couple layups didn't go in, and away it goes.
It didn't start that way. You fall down 9-2, and to the girls' credit, they didn't fold 20-11. It took some time, but you scored 9 in a row. What was the feeling at halftime?
Pretty pumped. Kind of that same feeling that we had against Hitchcock, you know, because it was kind of the same thing. We fell to them by 12 in the first half and clawed back. And it was really kind of just the same feeling. It was kind of like the girls had maybe figured the players' tendencies out a little bit better. Because, you know, you can tell a girl the tendencies of a player, but until they actually see it and experience it, you know, telling somebody that they're all left really doesn't mean much until you see how much all left they are. And it was a good feel. I mean, the girls were confident, and I really had a good feeling coming back. You know, I thought we kind of had a slow start in the second half, but we stayed in it, you know, hung in there.
Got it up to a 9-point lead again in the third quarter, and your girls, again, found a way to get this down to one. Shelby had to play with the third foul and then the fourth foul for a while. It didn't really seem to affect her game. A couple times they got it down to Ortmeyer where she just could only put her hands in the air. But her final game, talk about the way she continued to find a way after they shut her down in the first half.
Yeah, they were really sagging on her there in the first half, and we weren't doing a very good job of, I thought, taking advantage of some other openings early. Later than we did, you know, finding Jessica, of course, and Kenzie Bergstrom, I mean, stepped in and had some big buckets. But Shelby's kind of used to feeling those triple teams, and she did. She showed some frustration early, but managed to play through it. Yeah, you know, a couple of her shots late go, and it's a different ball game. So I feel bad for her because those are shots that usually she can get to go for. So I feel bad for her. I don't think she's as happy with her game as maybe, you know, some people that were here maybe watching, but I was happy with her effort. I thought she, you know, she showed up and gave her all.
This is the kind of team we thought Amherst was going to have on opening night, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this was kind of the team I've been waiting for all year. It finally started to show, I guess, about the right time. Probably Ansley, about the second to last regular season game. So I guess, you know, the saying is you got to peak at the right time. Be nice to see it all season. But yeah, I'm certainly glad they did decide to play ball like I knew they could.
Well, you said you were going to need some things to happen. They didn't exactly shoot well tonight. They missed a ton of threes. I had them 3 for 29. I know they missed some bunnies. The refs let them bang on each other inside, which I thought was probably to your advantage in this game.
Yeah, it probably was. I didn't like the early they were really hammering on Katie when she was bringing the ball down, and I'm not a big fan of that. Nobody can handle a press if you got hands slapping your arms. But then they kind of started calling that. So, yeah, that went our way. I thought the fouls went our way, and I thought we did pretty good at free throw line. I don't know what we ended up shooting.
8 of 12.
8 of 12, yeah. I'll probably take that most nights. So they cleaned it up second half, the Blue Jays or whatever their nickname is. They cleaned it up the second half, I thought, because, you know, we didn't even see the one-on-ones. I don't, you know, so, yeah.
Well, Nikki, you're going to lose some seniors. Obviously, Shelby, the number one senior, Crystal in there. A couple others, Ariana, Colby, you got some seniors on there. You've got a lot of kids coming back, but great game today. I know it doesn't make them feel any better for the next 24 hours, but maybe that'll be the best game that the Guardian Angel sees all tournament long.
I hope it is. I hope it is. You know, I hope they're in the finals. I don't know. Last year they went and laid an egg, though, in the very next game. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe this was their egg. I don't think it was, though. I think we created some of their bad shots. But we were truly banking on them, hoping that their outside perimeter shooting would be streaky tonight. We were going to pack it in, and if they beat us with the three, they were going to beat us with the three, which they ended up doing. That's what kind of broke it open for them.
They finally hit one.
Yep.
You know, as exciting as it was, I was afraid Jamie was going to have that baby right there. She's having her kid tomorrow, so
yep,
it continues to be exciting.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's good news for her. We're all excited about that.
Nikki, thanks for the time. As always, great season, and we'll see you next year.
Yep, thanks for covering us.
Take care.
Yep.
We'll take a final break and wrap it up from Lincoln Southwest right after this.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
All Points Cooperative of Amherst would like to congratulate the Amherst team and wish them the very best of luck. See All Points Cooperative for your fuel. Whether on the farm or in the middle of the night, they deliver fuel and propane to your farm and offer 24-hour pay at the pump. All Points also carries everything you need to keep your operation running smoothly with seed, chemicals, and fertilizer. Communities growing together, All Points Cooperative of Amherst.
All the 9 o'clock games are now final. In Class B, Gretna defeats Elkhorn South 65-23. 65-23, the final there. In Class C1, Boone Central defeats Columbus SCOTUS 22-19. I haven't had time to look it up, but obviously one of the lowest scoring games in state tournament modern history. SCOTUS missed a three at the buzzer. Boone Central wins it, so they will play the winner of the Minden-Hershey game. And in D2, Lindsay Holy Family over Haynes Springs, 67-25. Coming up in just moments, it will be Class C1 action from Pershing Auditorium. Mike Will will have the call as the Minden Whippets take on Hershey. I'll be back with you at 2 o'clock from Lincoln Southeast as Blue Hill plays North Platte St. Pat's in C2 action. That'll be on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Also later today on the Breeze 94.5, Sandy Creek and Concordia at 3:45, Giltner and Elkhorn Valley at 7 o'clock. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, your headquarters for baseball, softball, and all the sporting gear you need, serving Central Nebraska's teams, schools, clubs, and organizations. Behind 22 points and 10 rebounds from Abby Ortmeier, Guardian Angels holds off the upset bid of Amherst, who got 16 points from Shelby Hemmen and 12 from Jessica Fernandez. Guardian Angels 54 and Amherst 46. For our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. You've been listening to the State High School Girls Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. And Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth. 54-46, Guardian Angels advances on. Enjoy the rest of the state tournament with Minden and Hershey coming up next here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.